Hey y'all, it's Kayla Jones and welcome back to Rooted in Truth Podcast. I know it's been such a long time since I posted that first video where I was supposed to say I was supposed to be consistent and hold myself accountable, but I fell short and that's okay. But the Holy Spirit has been working in me, and even though I feel like I need to be at a certain level to produce this podcast, God said now. So guess what? Walking in obedience. I don't know if you guys can hear me like really good now because your girl got a mic, okay? A mic. I'm leveling up. I'm working with intention with this podcast. I'm working on the video aspect of the podcast because I just had a baby on Thanksgiving and he needs to breastfeed. So I really don't Well, he needs to breastfeed on demand, so I really don't feel like pulling out the camera and then having to stop the video back and forth. So here we are. We're just gonna do the voice, but we are gonna transition into actual videos, you and post them on YouTube and so on and so forth. But let's get into this new series. What it's called God's Design. And the reason I started this series is I really wanted to really talk about marriage because I've been studying my marriage in the season that I've been going through and the trials and tribulations and everything in my marriage. I've been studying more so I could approach it with God's intent, with God's purpose, with God's structure. So I really wanted to just do an episode just on marriage, but God was like, no, I want you to do an episode. I want you to do a series where you are teaching and talking about how to operate in my original intent. Because as believers, I feel like we say, oh, I'm walking by the word, but we pick and choose what we want to walk, what we want to listen to in the word. But it's very, very important to walk by the word and live by the word every single day in your life and measure everything against the word. So today we're talking about God's design begins with creation. So before culture had an opinion, God had a design. God had an original design from the beginning. There was no confusion. It was perfect harmony, peace, love, and so on and so forth. God had a design, and his design was intentional. You hear that little whine in the background? Just my son. Okay, so now I want to explain why understanding God's original intent today matters. Understanding God's original intent today matters because it gives us a fixed point of truth in a word that constantly shifts. So while the word is constantly shifting according to the trends, ideas, and just has constant changing motives, when we understand and know God's original intent, we as believers have a fixed point of truth. Our goal as believers is to have that fixed point of truth. Because when society, I'm sorry, no longer agrees with what is right, true, or good, God's design becomes the standard we measure everything else against. Not emotions, not trends, and not personal preference. So if we understand God's original intent, we are now operating and measuring everything else against it. So when we're depressed, we're going to the word and we're looking at the scripture and what it said about depression. When we're sad, we're going to the word and how to operate in God's original intent. When we're going through spiritual warfare in our marriage, we're going back to the word, operating in God's intent. We are measuring everything against the word. And that's where we fall short as believers. That's where we fall short. We pick and choose what we want to listen to out of the Bible, or there's certain people that even say, well, everything doesn't apply today because the Bible is so old. And that is not the case. And that is why there's confusion in your life. That is why you don't understand why things are happening, because you are not operating in God's original intent. I'm gonna go into that further a little. I mean, in a little bit later. I'm sorry. The confusion we see today isn't accidental. It's a result of removing God as a source of truth. So when you are in a state of confusion, it is because you are no longer looking to God. You are no longer looking to his word. You are no longer operating in his original intent. You have removed that. You have removed that from your mind, your motives, the way you think, the way you talk, because you're now looking to yourself, your own motives, your the trends, the emotions, and so on and so forth. So when everything feels negotiable, identity, marriage, morality, purpose, it's because people are operating without a reference point. God's original intent is a reference point we need to live by. It's a everything that we need to measure our intent, our being, our purpose by. Without an original design, there is no clarity, only opinion. And if the word teaches us not to lean on our own understanding, we don't need to, we also do not need to lean on our own opinion. God's original intent showed us what something was created before it was ever misused. Understand, God's original intent, God's original purpose, God's original design was before Adam and Eve sinned, before sin entered in, before sin ever was misuse. You can't correct distortion unless you know what was intended in the beginning. So, as believers, the way we correct the chaos in our lives is by measuring it against God's intention. That's why scripture brings us back to the beginning. In Matthew 19:8, it says, hold on, let me pull it up. From the beginning, it was not so. He wasn't debating culture, he was restoring the truth. I want to get that exact scripture for us real quick. I thought I had it in my notes. Give me one second. Wait, let me just pull it up because that's just quicker. Instead of looking through my notes. Matthew 19:8. Oh, it says, he said to them, because your hearts were hard and stubborn, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it has not been this way. So here, he wasn't debating culture, he was restoring truth. God, first of all, these words are in red, and you know that any words in red in the Bible is Jesus speaking. So he was not entering a debate about social norms, personal preference, or what a people have grown accustomed to. He was recentering the conversation to God's original design. So in that scripture, he's telling us that Moses said divorce is okay, but in the beginning it wasn't that way. So he's saying, okay, Moses is now saying divorce is okay, but in the beginning, in my original intent, in my original purpose, that is not okay. That's not how we operate. So that was him recentering the conversation to God's original intent. And that's how we need to operate. So when we're going through it, when we go, say we go through the feeling of wanting a divorce, we go back to the word, we know that divorce is not permitted in God's eyes. God does not honor divorce. Only time he honors divorce if there is abuse or your spouse is leading you into sin. And there's other stuff that goes into divorce. I'm not going to really get into it. But those are the two main things when divorce is honored in God's eyes. Other than that, you are called to work out your marriage. You are called to not break the covenant that God has put together. The word says, "Do when you're in marriage, do not what is it? I'm sorry, do not." He says, oh my God, my mind just went blank. Do not separate what God has put together. So if you know that your covenant, your marriage was put together by God, you are not obligated to divorce. But we're not going to get into all that right now. And if you want me to talk about that, I will. Comment below and I will. But yeah, when Jesus said from the beginning, he pointed the people back to creation, not compromise. That is a word. We have to point things back to creation. We have to point things back to God's original intent, not compromise, not what we want, not leaning on our own understanding, not leaning on our own emotions, but back to creation, back to Genesis, back to God's blueprint. Okay? God wasn't minimizing human pain. He was revealing that many systems exist because hearts became hardened, not because God changed his mind. So sometimes you need to look at your own heart and say, shoot, is my heart hardened? Because God's word says this, and if God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forevermore, and he does not change his mind, and his word doesn't contradict, and his word doesn't contradict what he says, maybe let me look at myself. Is my heart hardened? Am I looking at too many other things and trying to dictate if it applies to this or that? By saying from the beginning, it was not so, he was essentially saying, this broken version you're living with was never the goal. He was saying there's a better way rooted in God's design. He was saying a restoration starts with returning to truth. So if you want restoration, you need to return to truth. If you want to be rooted in his design, be rooted in his design and listen to his word, listen to his instructions. And this broken version is never the goal. This broken version is temporary because we as believers are striving towards restoration, and the restoration starts with returning to the truth because that broken version is temporary. God's design did not change with time, pain, or progress. What he called good in Genesis is still good today. When he was creating the world in Genesis chapter 1, he said, and it was good, and it was good after everything that he created. He was, those same things that he created back in Genesis is still good today. What he established for life, order, and peace still produces life, order, and peace now. We have to stop thinking that God's word is something that changes. God had structure before sin entered this world. God had intent before sin entered this world. When we lose sight of God's original intent, freedom turns into confusion. So what you want to do, you operate in that, and now you're confused because you stop walking in God's original intent. So when you're confused, when you're saying, oh, I'm confused, or I feel the spirit of confusion, hold on. That's just snapping your head. Oh, wait, shoot. I need to go back to God's original intent. I need to go hear my word and see what God says about this. And then restoration will come. Then confusion has no room, okay? And then when you lose sight of God's original intent, choice turns into chaos. So your choices turn into chaos because you're not operating in God's intent. But when you operate in God's intent, chaos has no room. When you lose sight of God's original intent, self-expression replaces obedience. So you're kind of relying on your own emotions instead of walking in obedience. But when you return to God's design, clarity is restored. So if you're in a season of confusion, understand that you are. It's like a tap on the shoulder sometimes. When, not a tap on the shoulder, I don't even know what I was trying to say. But it's like a snap of reality. If you're in a season of confusion, all right, that means I'm not walking in God's original intent. I'm walking in freedom. I'm walking in choice. That's why my life is in chaos. I'm walking in self-expression. That's why I'm not obedient to his word. But when I'm walking in God's design, when I'm walking in God's original content, clarity is restored and confusion has no room. So if you're in a season of confusion, you are not walking in God's original intent. And he's trying to pull you back in. So that confusion should pull you back in and put you back in alignment with his word. You know, it's like a slap in the face. So when that confusion comes, it should be, oh my goodness, I gotta get back in God's original intent. We gotta measure everything against his original intent. I got to get back in my word. God's design acts like a spiritual compass. Even when life feels disoriented, his word points us back to what is true. We may not always understand it immediately. We may wrestle with it emotionally, but the truth does not stop being the truth because it's uncomfortable. So your uncomfortableness does not mean God's word is not the truth anymore. Your uncomfortableness does not mean that it's okay to walk out of God's original intent. In a world that constantly asks, what do you feel? God's design asks, what did I say? So it should never be, oh my gosh, what do I feel in this moment? How am I allowing my emotions to lead me? But instead, we should be saying, what did God say about this? That's why God's intent is not outdated. It's anchoring. It keeps believers grounded when everything feels unstable. That confusion, that sadness, that depression, you had the ability to be grounded when everything's unstable because you are operated. You are anchored. When you are anchored in God's original intent, you had the ability to be grounded when things are unstable. It reminds us that truth is not created, it's revealed. When we live according to God's original intent, we don't lose freedom. We regain peace, balance, alignment with the one who created us. Okay? So, now we're going to look at three different scriptures. The first one is Genesis 1:1-4. And it's just show what I'm teaching right now is God is intentional. So with Genesis 1:1-4, it's explaining that creation was planned, not accidental. Okay. So God is intentional is the title for this little section. And we're looking at Genesis 1:1-4. It says, in the beginning, God created by forming from nothing, the heavens, the earth. The earth was formless and void, a waste and emptiness, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was moving over the face of the water. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he affirmed it, he sustained it, and God separated light from darkness. That's Genesis 1:1-4. So the Bible does not begin with chaos explaining itself. It begins with God acting deliberately. There's no debate, there's no struggle, there's no uncertainty. God does not discover creation, he initiates it. That alone tells us that creation was planned. Creation was intentional. Okay? Now, we're going to look at Isaiah 45:18. It says, for the Lord who created the heavens, he is the God who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it to be a wasteland, but formed it to be inhabited. It says, I am the Lord and there is no one else. Isaiah 45:18. This is God speaking order in chaos. This verse settles something crucial. Chaos was never God's goal. Isaiah 45:18 tells us that God formed the earth. That's intention. He established it. That's order. He filled it. That's purpose. He created, formed, made, and established. Each word communicates purpose, intention, and structure. The word translated wasteland points to the emptiness, confusion, and disorder conditions that oppose God's nature. So if you feel empty, confused, or you're walking in disorder, understand that that is going against God's nature. And that's when you need to realize, I need to come back to God's original design. God is declaring that he did not design the earth to to remain formless or dysfunctional. If chaos exists, it's temporary and not final. Because when we return back to God's original intent, when we turn back to God's design, what did we learn earlier? We learned that, oh my gosh, my mind. We learned that restoration comes. When life is chaotic in relationships, identity, finances, calling, it does not mean that God has abandoned the situation. It often means that he's in the process of establishing something that could be properly inhabited. So if you're in a chaotic point in your life, it's not that God doesn't hear you. It's not that he don't hear your prayers. It's not that he don't see you. It's not none of that. But it means that he's establishing something that needs to be properly structured, needs to be brought back to his original design, needs to be brought back to his original intent. Okay? God ties the statement to his identity. In the end of Isaiah 45, 18, he says, "I am the Lord and there is no one else." Order flows from authority. When God speaks, chaos submits. Confusion cannot coexist with his voice. What feels unmanageable to us is still fully under his command. Okay? So when we feel like things are unmanageable, but we are submitting to his authority, understand that it's still under his command. And understand confusion cannot coexist with his voice. So if you're in a state of confusion and you're not hearing from the God, you know that you need to return to his original intent. Okay? Chaos does not qualify you. It invites God's voice. That's what Isaiah 45, 18 shows. So don't allow the chaos. Don't allow the disorder. Don't allow the confusion to define you, but allow it to remind you, okay, now God can speak. When I come back to his original design, disorder doesn't mean abstinence. It signals transformation. If you're in a season of disorder, chaos, and confusion, understand that it's God establishing something that needs to be properly put back in its place, which is put back in his original design. So what looks empty may be under construction. So if you're in your relationship and you're like, "Kayla, I'm experiencing confusion. I'm experiencing disorder." Understand you're under construction. It's time for you to get in your word. It's time for you to get back into God's original intent. It's time to properly align yourself with the word of God so that God can flow, so that there is clarity, so that there is no more room for disorder. There is no more room for confusion. Chaos is not God's design. It's simply the place where where his voice goes to work. When you're in the middle of chaos and you're trying to operate in his intent, when you're striving to operate in his intent, understand his voice is going to work. He's going to put his authority back in place that you lost sight of. If God did not create the earth to remain chaotic, then he did not create your life to remain chaotic either. Your life is not meant to be chaotic. Your life is not meant to have disorder. Your life is not meant to have confusion because God's original design, God's original intent did not have chaos. It did not have confusion. It did not have pain. That is not his intent. And if you as a believer believe that and know that, your life will have so much clarity. It will have so much freedom from confusion and disorder. When you feel disordered, unclear, overwhelming, and unstable, that does not mean God is abstinent. It means that he's ready to speak. So if you feel any of those feelings, understand God is ready to speak. He's ready to speak back the authority that you have misplaced. He's ready to speak life. He's ready to speak order back into your life. He's ready to speak clarity. He's ready to speak stableness, everything back into your life. And the last scripture we're looking at is Psalms 33:9. It says, "For he spoke and it was done; he commanded and it stood fast." Design reflects character. It's a little title for this one. This verse reveals more than God's power. It reveals character. God does not speak impulsively. When he speaks, things come to existence and remain. Once again, go back to Genesis 1. He spoke all those things into existence, and it was good. Creation does not collapse, shift, or unravel because God is not unstable. When you're unstable in your life, understand that it's not God's will, and that's not his design, and that's not his intent. So it's time for you to get back in alignment with his original design. Stop looking at your emotions. Stop looking at the trends. Stop looking at the idea. Stop looking at your own being, your own mind. Go back to God's original intent. Go back to his word. His words carry authority, consistency, and permits, okay? That means creation reflects the one who made it. The fact that God speaks and creation still, I mean, stands fast tells us that God is intentional. He speaks with purpose. God is orderly. What he creates holds together. God is faithful. What he establishes remains. God is reliable. His word does not fail. Design always mirrors the designer. A stable design comes from a stable source. So understand that if you are operating with God's design that is stable, then you're operating with a stable source. You're not unstable. You're not walking in disorder. You're not walking in confusion, okay? God never speaks empty words. They are full active power to ensure fulfillment. God's design reflects his character, and his character never changes. I think that we get our minds so caught up thinking that God is changing the way that he's thinking or changing the way the Bible speaks or whatever the case may be. We get in our minds, all right, Dunamia, all right, 2 seconds, 2 seconds, almost done. I know, Mom, no. We get in our minds that God changes in some sense. And that is a lie from the enemy. The enemy wants you to think that God is changing. The enemy wants you to think that your feelings are supposed to align with your feelings align with God's intent. Like when you are in a relationship and God is telling you to leave, but you don't want to leave because you think this person has potential, but the person shows no fruit of the potential of the word of God, of the or a man or a woman of God that is described in the Bible, the enemy wants you to think, oh, God is going to shift them to be that person that you want them to be. Whole time God had your partner waiting on the other side of the road. And because you're so stuck in confusion and disorder, you miss out on that. Because you're so stuck on your own emotions, your own feelings, you miss out that on God's original intent. And God can't move the way he's supposed to move because you are so stuck in disorder. Because the enemy likes to deceive. But yeah, that is the episode. And I pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. I'm about to say, and I pray. God, I pray that my words do not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, Lord God, but my words flow from your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Every episode that I speak, every episode that I teach, every episode that I post, Lord God. God, I pray that every single person watching behind this screen, Lord God, walked in your original intent, Lord God, so that chaos, disorder, unstableness, overwhelmment has no room, Lord God. God, I pray that they measure every last thing back to your word, Lord God, back to your original intent, Lord God. I pray that they know that they are not called to be unstable, Lord God. I pray that they know that you are a stable source, Lord God. So staying attached, attached to you is necessary, Lord God. When there's unstableness, Lord God, where there's disorder, Lord God, and where there is chaos, Lord God, I pray that they know that that is not your design, Lord God. You never meant for this world to be chaotic, Lord God. So you also never meant for our lives to be chaotic, Lord God. Those feelings are temporary, Lord God. Temporary because we, as believers, are aligning ourselves, Lord God, with your original intent, your original design, Lord God. We're not walking or allowing the enemy to deceive us, Lord God, so that we listen to our emotion trends or whatever the case may be, Lord God. God, I pray that we all come back in full alignment with your original intent, Lord God, that we take every single part of the Bible to the T, Lord God, not this honoring it, Lord God, not misconstruing it, Lord God, not shifting it, Lord God, because you don't shift, you don't change, Lord God. So why would we change your word? Why would we change what you have written, what you have put in place, Lord God? God, I just pray that we come in alignment. I just pray for alignment right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for another day, Lord God. I thank you for the person who is listening today, Lord God. I pray that it gives them the encouragement, Lord God, to come back in alignment with your original intent, Lord God. God, I just thank you once again for the opportunity to share your word, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So thank you guys for listening to episode 2 of Rooted in Truth podcast. Stay tuned for next week's episode. Have a blessed day.